Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you have reached my podcast. One of the things I suspect that I probably shouldn't do is listen to the reality of information that is often provided via the media or other outlets, just because I get really frustrated. I don't want to call it hypocritical information being shared, but it does come really close to what I would consider to be hypocritical information. And that is literally that there are people that were screaming in 2016 that Hillary Clinton should be arrested. And in fact, with the latest rumor that there were people working for her campaign that tried to break into Trump Tower servers, that they should be arrested and put to death. And yet on the other side, there is just a plethora of crimes that have been committed and no one is screaming, put them to death. The people that attacked the Capitol building on January 6th are being prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, but the reality is there's more, and there needs to be more. Not that I advocate, because I don't believe in applying the death penalty for political rhetoric, as it were. Inappropriate political rhetoric, yes. Illegal political rhetoric, yes. Probably poorly planned, poorly defined, and ultimately poorly done rhetoric as well. Certainly not peaceful rhetoric, which is really the ultimate goal of politics, right, is to have peaceful rhetoric. I believe that I should do this to solve the problem that I am trying to solve. The reality of where we are, the reality of the world we are in, it is very important as we go forward that we consider where we're going to be after, not now. The reality of the 2020 election, now in the past, now certified, therefore finished, whether or not you believe there were inappropriate activities that occurred. And by the way, there were inappropriate activities. People have been arrested for inappropriate activities. I think it should be noted that the people that were arrested for illegal activities at this point are predominantly Republican, not Democrats. There is no big fix. You can't do a conspiracy that big without somebody leaking it. It just doesn't work that way. The world isn't built that way. Secrecy is an important thing, but it's never something easily maintained. Even the most secret projects on Earth, somebody leaks it eventually. Somebody talks about it eventually. For every time there is a secret, you have a Snowden who releases that secret and shares it with the world. So you got to be careful, right? The reality of where we are, the reality of what we are dealing with is there was no mass conspiracy to steal the 2020 election from Donald Trump. He lost two popular elections in a row. Two. Not one. Two. 2016 and 2020. He skated into the White House on the ridiculously stupid set of laws designed to keep wealthy planters and wealthy slave owners in power as long as they could. And unfortunately, the Electoral College continues to do that. It continues to build and provide a country and a nation and an electoral system that is designed to keep the few in power without concern for the many. And Donald Trump can certainly say he is part of the many, but he isn't. He never has been. I would like to remind everybody that the system that the Electoral College supports was set up for wealthy Southern landowners and wealthy Northern landowners in the end. Donald Trump is a wealthy Northern landowner. He fits the profile of who the Electoral College was designed to help. The Electoral College was not designed to help little people, was not to help people that are struggling and trying to be successful. So the reality of the system is it's broken. It's been broken a number of times in the past. George Bush beat Al Gore in 2000, but only in the Electoral College, not in the popular vote. We, as a nation, have to step up and say the time of someone winning the presidency of the United States without winning the popular vote is over. The fact that, I'm done with it. Time to move on. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for listening to my podcast.